I just want to start off by thanking D'Amico Ryans. You know, what D'Amico Ryans has done for our football team, for our organization, the class he brought day in and day out. Just wish him the best as he goes forward with his career and really in life. Yeah, we were leading the league in offensive linemen drafted from, I think, 2000-2013, and it's a priority for us. You talked to Coach Peterson before, and he talked about how important it is, and we're in build along the lines. A lot of the resources we've already spent in the offseason have been along those lines. So as we get in here and look at all the prospects, that it's an important priority for us. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. Yeah, I think the best thing we could do is kind of move forward from last year and talk about what's going on this off season.
When you talk to guys, who have overcome things in their lives, how does that help shape your perspective or perception of them, you know, in terms of their
career? Well, we all go through adversity, you know. Certainly, I'm sitting up here an example of that over the last year, and it's how you react to those sort of things and how you handle those things. So, you got to be careful about taking guys off your board because they went through something when they were young and kind of not giving them the chance to show how they've changed their lives. At the same time, there are deal breakers for your organization, and you got to sit down as an organization and discuss those things and come up with a criteria that is probably more objective than subjective. Yeah, it's never productive to talk about an ongoing negotiation, but we've been pretty clear we'd like to have Sam back, and it's along those lines. One of the great things about the combine is you get everyone together in one place, and so when you have pending free agents, you're able to talk to those representatives face-to-face and eye-to-eye and eye people up and get to see people like you, Jeff. We'll meet with a lot of people. You know, Tom, CA, they got a lot of players. So we will be running into Tom Condon at some point over the next couple of days. Not only do you have to grade that, but you also have to get with Doug and his staff. And one of the benefits we have as a front office is having Doug, who played the position, having Frank, who played the position, having Flip, who played the position, and having their input into the evaluation process as well and how they see them fitting their system because they have a criteria of what they're looking for as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, when Coach came in, we sat down. He got a chance to evaluate our roster, and we knew right away these were players we wanted for the long term. And so for us, there was no use in waiting. All these guys were free agents either this year or next year, and we didn't want to be in a position at this time next year where people were asking us whether we'd be able to retain them. We wanted them here. We wanted them here for the long haul, so we felt like let's get started on that. Yeah, we have a little time before free agency starts, and so we'll communicate with the agents for all our free agents here in the next couple of days and really the next couple of weeks. And, you know, you get to this point where it's so close to free agency, they've earned the right to also test the market. So it's got to work both ways. Man, I wish I was that convincing, Jeff. You know, I think at the end of the day, it's finding the right value for them and making them feel that they're really appreciated and respected. And I think that's what gets these guys to sign contracts is to feel like they're getting what their value is worth. And so we went into it with kind of our vision for what we saw them going forward, how we'd value them. And you know, it doesn't always go so quickly, but it was easy for us when we kind of had an open dialogue with these guys and told them about how we felt and what their value was. And fortunate for us, they really enjoy being Philadelphia Eagles, and they're excited about what we're going to look like going forward.
It seems like you're getting back to the one-year contract in there,
Well, you gave me a great answer. I don't want to look back. Appreciate that.
North Carolina running back Shad Thornton, table six. North Carolina running back Shad Thornton, table six.
Well, it's huge. You know, first of all, you talk about Coach and his personality. I mean, he's got tremendous energy, tremendous leadership ability. You know, you can feel it every day around the complex. There's excitement around him and the staff that he's put together. And then the communication about what he's looking for. You know, really our job as a front office is to make sure that we're getting the players that fit our coach, that fit the style of play that he wants to put out there on the field and his vision for our football team. And so every decision we've made, we're communicating with him, with his staff, and making sure that it fits his vision. It doesn't serve us any benefit to sign players if they don't fit his scheme. And so that's what we're trying to do here, and we'll continue to try to do it for the rest of the offseason. Yeah, well, I was fortunate to be able to do some of that in the fall, not to the same level that I had done in the past, but really relying a lot on the funnel of information from our scouting staff. So where you watch a lot of guys in the fall and then they kind of get funneled out as you get to this time of year, not doing a lot of the legwork and trusting those people who are in place. And when you look at it, we got two guys who are basically on the top of our college scouting department, one handling the East Coast, one handling the West Coast, and then Tom on top. You know, Tom was on the road all fall. He was going to games. He was on top of all those guys. And then we brought in two guys who've done it as well here to help us out through the draft process. So, you know, we got a lot of information. We have 3,000 reports in the system. You know, for guys that we have in the first four rounds, the average number of reports we have is four. So we have a lot of information, and what we're able to do is kind of go back, and we had our meetings, our pre-combine meetings, which were probably similar to meetings that sometimes we'd have in December, which was really kind of making sure our board was set. But we would do that when we'd have a new coach anyway. So I feel like we're in a really good spot for where we are going forward and have a good sense of what we're looking at. Yeah, when you change systems, you know, not without getting to specifics, people, when you change systems, the first thing you're doing is making sure you're not missing guys. So if you're a 3-4 team and you're looking for two gap defensive linemen, you know, you have to go back and go over your defensive linemen and talk about those guys. And we spent more time doing that in our pre-combine meetings than normally we would have, because we got to make sure we're thorough on all those guys and we're not missing guys who change because of scheme or because of what we're looking for now as opposed to then.
Indiana tackle Jason Spriggs, table one. Indiana tackle Jason Spriggs, table one.
We got body. We have a lot of bodies, Jeff. You know, when we look at it with our college scouting staff and our pro scouting staff, probably even more bodies than I was used to when I was doing it. And so we have a lot of good people in the building. A lot of them I'm familiar with. A lot of them I was fortunate to be in the process of hiring. So it's been a very clean process for us. It's been a very good process that we've had so far. And then you add in the coaches to the process. You know, for us, when we're looking at players, it's about obviously scouting them in the fall and then evaluating the tape as we go forward for our scheme, getting the coaches involved, and then also, you know, looking at the numbers and making sure the numbers match what we're seeing on tape. So it's a lot when it goes into the process. It's not just, you know, one guy looking at film of one player. You know, we're all involved in it, and we're funneling information because we're trying to know a lot about a little, not a little about a lot. You know, the numbers are probably better than they've been in the last couple of years. It will be interesting when we go back and look at where we are at this time of year and go back to the last 5 years. What you find is the buzz is always on the quarterbacks this time of year, and then it kind of transcends into the other positions because, I mean, they're sexy, right? You know, You look like you're feeling that right now, Jimmy. And so I think that as we go through it and go through really all the good players in this draft and start to funnel out really who are the Pro Bowl caliber players, I think some of that will turn to the position players as well. But obviously, you know, you're not going anywhere without a quarterback. Well, he has been successful in the NFL. So, you know, you're talking about double-digit wins his first 2 years and 27 wins over 3 years. So I think by any measure you look at it, he has been successful.
Last one for Howie.
Well, in everything you do, you have to have a backup plan, especially when you're talking about free agency. There's more money in the league than there has been the last couple of years. So you can't just say, hey, I'm going to go out to free agency and sign this player because you're competing with 31 other teams. So you have to have backup plans and contingency plans. But, you know, our hope is that we're looking at a lot of different options at a lot of different positions, but we're getting plan A at all of those. Thank you.